You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from typography to buildings, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and the future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Bill Luthi tells us about the design-minded work of the Japanese glassware company Hario, including his personal favourite, the V60 coffee dripper.
It's a weekday. Your alarm goes off. After a quick glance around the room, you realise it's time to get up and get on with the day. Stick out an arm, maybe a leg, to test the ambient temperature. Reach for your glasses, your phone, head to the bathroom, cereal or toast. Whatever your routine, I bet it involves one of these. Me too. And, at the risk of sounding like a bad infomercial, when it comes to administering my daily caffeine quota, I always turn to my Hario V60 coffee dripper. The oft-quoted phrase, "the best design goes unnoticed," couldn't ring more true here. Apart from the occasional, "oh, that's nice," from someone who's never seen one before, the V60 sits up on the shelf, a minimalist plastic cone semi-disguised as just another mug. Comes down to do its job and gets straight back up there without a fuss. Hario was started in 1921 in Tokyo to make heat-proof glass, aiming to match the likes of Pyrex. However, where others focused on pure practicality, Hario, in typical Japanese style, went that little bit further and designed products that look great too. Whatever you want in the kitchen department, Hario have a beautiful and functional version of it. From teapots to oven dishes, drinking bottles to food containers, they stack, they store, you can get them hot or cold. Need some test tubes? Probably not. Have some anyway. The Japanese Good Design Awards were set up in 1957 to commend just that. They are awarded to objects which enhance quality of life and help industry and even society. Over 40 Hario products have been recognised by the award, and all now bear the little red G-Mark sticker. The company's products have also scooped up international accolades at the Red Dot Awards, the International Forum in Hanover, and the Amsterdam Coffee Festival, all for items that almost anyone can afford to have in their kitchen cupboard. While the company branched out to include other materials a long time ago, it remains true that what Hario can't do with glass ain't worth doing. In 2007, they designed and built a full-size, working string quartet, including a cello. Premiered by Japanese virtuoso Ikuko Kawai, the violin alone cost over €46,000 to produce. Was it worth it? Who knows? Would they do it again? Probably not, but at least we know they can. But back to the dripper. A coffee break isn't just about coffee. It's a ritual. Time away from the desk, away from the screen. Some have their best ideas on the toilet. Mine are where my mind wanders as I'm waiting for the kettle, as I take out the signature V60 cone-shaped filters, fold over the seam, add the coffee, allow the water to cool slightly, and pour in a circular motion over the finely ground beans. But what about the design? Oh yeah. It's called the V60 for two reasons. It's in the shape of a V. Pour the water in the top and it's funneled through a small hole in the bottom, and, most importantly of all, the walls of that V are set at exactly 60 degrees. This, according to Hario researchers, is the ultimate shape to brew your coffee grounds evenly, and I'm not going to argue with them. The appeal of Hario products is simple. They work, they look good, and they work. But that's the point. In a world of increasingly complex coffee contraptions, Hario's designs embody the principle that less can be more.
A very special thanks to Bill Luthi there for that report on Hario kitchenware. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.